What's up, guys? It's your girl Lulu here, and this is Slay, a podcast dedicated to female health, fitness, and performance. In this week's episode, we're going to be discussing how I became so organized, but not me, actually, our next guest, who is a master organizer, interior decorator, and the author of the folding book, The Domestic Goddess, that is Janelle Cohen. Janelle, hello.
Hello, thanks for having me.
What's up, gorgeous?
You know, just, you know, putting a book out into the world.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. This comes out May 10th.
May 10th.
That's amazing.
So excited.
Now, Janelle, we met through our good mutual friend, Radhi, who you've done a ton of organizing for. You've also organized for amazing celebrities such as Jordan Woods and also the D'Amelio sisters.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I know.
Gosh, you've been busy this year.
I have. Oh, very busy.
I'm so excited. And I've been stalking your Instagram page quite a lot, and I have to tell you that actually Eric and I, as you know, we're newly engaged.
Mm-hmm, congratulations.
Thank you. And I think what you find out when you're newly engaged is the things that you like and the other person doesn't like. Now, I would like to say that I'm a decent folder, however Eric hates folding, and it's become this funny kind of thing in our household whereby I do the washing, like washing the clothes, mm-hmm. and I leave the folding all to him. And I bet he imagines that he could just literally ring you up and be like, Janelle, get over here. I need some help.
He wouldn't be the first person to do that.
No doubt.
But now you can give him the book very passively.
Absolutely. And here it is. Let me just show you guys the folding book. And it is fairly thick. I want you to kind of talk me a little bit through this. Let's have a little see. There are various different sections. So we have basics. Here you go, Janelle.
Yes. Okay. So we divided it into a few different sections. We have basics, which is just everything that's new. Neutral, t-shirt, tank top, shorts, pants. Doesn't matter what size you are, who you are, what you identify as, it's the same.
Absolutely.
Then we have, let's flip on through here. We have the feminine section.
Yep.
There
Fabulous.
It is.
Awesome.
And then on each individual chapter, you can see all of the different items that are folded and what page they are. So if you're doing your laundry and you can't remember, or you have something that you're just like, how the heck do I fold this?
Absolutely.
You can come here and say, oh, that's how I fold a bodysuit. It's on page 74.
Yeah.
And flip right through, right to it. So yeah, and this is for each chapter. So we have basics, feminine, masculine, kids, baby, linens, and travel. So
amazing.
I teach you how to pack a suitcase, which I hear you're pretty dang good
I'm pretty good at. Eric came to me last week. Thank you. He was
your copy.
Thank you, darling. He was heading out to a last minute trip to India, and he came to me. He's like, Lou, I really need some help. And I remember I was taking a little kind of afternoon for self-care. I was like, I need some downtime. And he's like, I really need you to help me pack. And I was just like, you know, who does that? Quite simply, who packs like 24 hours before or whatever? I start packing like on a Wednesday when my trip is on the weekend.
Yeah.
And but I always pack for Eric, just pure and simply because I feel like I have the folding skill down. I feel like you either have it or you don't.
100%. I think that organizing is a skill that can be learned. Mm-hmm. 100%. Like any skill, which I'm sure you can agree with, that anything, as long as you practice it, you can learn it. But I also think there's things that we are naturally good at, and there's things that we are naturally not good at. And as an organizer, when I go into people's homes, my job is to identify what their natural habits are and what they naturally are good at and what they naturally are not good at,
so
and make it work for them.
Would you say you're a natural organizer? Is this something that's come always second nature to you? And where does that come from?
Deeply. I found a video during the quarantine. At the beginning, I was so bored, I started transferring all my old home videos, and I literally found a video. I'm 2 years old, folding perfectly.
Oh,
folding
wow.
like I folded in the book. A
wow.
pair of underwear.
Wow.
With an iron. I don't do that. But I guess it is in me. And I said to my mom, I called her up. I was like, did I always do this? Was this something that I did? Because she had never mentioned it. She was like, honestly, I don't remember. I never did that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it is something that's in you, or, you know, I don't know. I was born like this. I was born a little bit nutty.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that. But now, it's not a conventional career.
No.
What were you doing before folding? Because I must admit, I did a little bit of an Instagram deep dive. And like I said before, I felt like there was a forensic cleanup. There is no mention of Janelle in her previous life, whatever she was doing before folding. What was it, Janelle? Tell us.
I was a musical theater major.
Uh-huh.
I went to UCLA for musical theater. I was doing a lot of jazz hands.
Do you know what? That makes sense, because I've seen your videos on Instagram of you dancing, and I was like, yo, you've got some moves for a master organizer. Talk to me about that.
What's funny is I met my assistant, Chet. He's been with me for years and years and years.
Who's also a dancer, yes, I feel.
We met doing a show.
Right.
Back in the day. And then he introduced me to his friend who he had met doing a different show, yeah. Anna, who's also one of my assistants, and she's a dancer. And my other assistant, Elizabeth, also she was in Hamilton, all sorts of stuff. And so she's also musical theater. I guess I find myself gravitated towards people who have that kind of energy. There's this vibrancy and fun.
Yeah.
And I call us Team Dance Break because whenever, you know, organizing is very monotonous and it's also very physically demanding and exhausting. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I'm like, we need a 5-minute dance break.
Shake it off.
And we just
have
dance.
A reset. Absolutely.
It's good.
So how is it that not only these people super skilled at dancing, they're also highly organized as well? Is this a thing that we just don't know about?
No, I think, well, with Chet, he had never organized before.
Got you. So he's got another skill. Okay. What Janelle is saying, Chet, is that we know you're not organized, but she has you on board because you've got some other magical power.
No, I didn't say that. But no, I think that I fell in love with his personality deeply. He can read my mind. I have a mind that goes like a million miles a minute. I have photographic memory, so I can like close my eyes and remember where I put something in a closet from a year ago.
Wow.
I'm like crazy. And he knows how my brain works. Mm. And so with him, it's just been so many years of him by my side, and he has totally crafted this skill, which is again another thing where it's like, I think he naturally obviously gravitates towards organized. His mother is super organized.
Yeah.
But I think it's a skill that can be learned. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
But why is it so important to you in your life?
Organizing?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, a number of reasons, but number one is life is really hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's very complicated. There's a lot. And I think the number one thing I've learned is that there's so much not in our control, mm-hmm. right? There's so much that happened to us that we literally have no say over.
Mm.
And the one thing we do have say over is our space.
Yes.
And our bodies, I guess, applies to you. But our spaces, it affects us so deeply. And I think a lot of people learn that during COVID because we're home all the time.
100%.
And you're like, this space doesn't reflect me. Mm-hmm. This space gives me anxiety. What do I even have in here?
Yeah.
And I just think that taking 5 minutes to tackle one drawer brings order. It brings you, makes you present. Mm-hmm. It brings you back down.
Yeah.
And it's tangible.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned taking 5 minutes, but I've heard you speak about this very briefly online about the weekly reset.
Yeah.
Talk us through what that is.
Weekly reset. Okay. So I think that another thing where it's like the week can get away from us. Like I know for me, sometimes my weeks blend together. My days are so long. I'm being pulled a million different directions. And if I don't have time to get everything back to square one, I will just fall apart or I'm just hanging on by a thread, right? I just, the fridge isn't full, there's crap by the door, like, you know. I think a weekly reset's so important. So basically what I do is I'll put on a podcast. I'm a huge podcast listener. Here we are on a podcast too. I put on a podcast and I just get everything back to where it goes. If I'm listening to a 20-minute podcast, I spend 20 minutes. The shoes piled up by the door, they go back into the closet.
Yes.
The clothes that are on the floor, they go back onto the hangers.
Got you.
The stuff in the fridge that didn't get eaten, that's going bad, goes into the trash. The trash gets taken out. Little things.
Yeah.
The little things that add up.
Yeah.
And they make it so that you have space to deal with the more important things.
I love that. So would you say people looking at you online will expect your home to be immaculate, but that's not the case? Is that what you're saying, Janelle?
Yes.
You're very, so this is,
I'm human.
Absolutely. So you're making me feel really good about myself. Because I'm that person. Like, here's the difference between me and Eric, and I'm gonna insult him straight up now. Let's go.
Go for it.
So here's the thing. In my mind, and he will adamantly like disagree, and I'm glad he's not here with us with this record, I think I am definitely the untidy one. So I think like my weekly reset typically takes place on like a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. That's when I get the house in order. So I'm glad when I was like, you know, listening to your philosophy, I was like, yeah, that's me. I do that. I do that naturally, except I do it at like 6 a.m. on a Saturday, which is slightly antisocial. And I would say, so I'm the untidy one, but Eric is the filthy one. Like, if I had to choose between being filthy and untidy, he's actually not. He's actually really good for a guy. But I'm definitely like the person who leaves all of their stuff out. When I look actually and I'm tidying up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday, I'm like, shit, all this stuff is mine. And I just, you know, during the week, I'm that type of person.
Me
I'm
too.
Busy.
I call myself a tornado.
Yes, 100%. Like the, what is it? The... Looney Tunes character. Yes. What's his name? Tasmanian Devil. That's the one.
That's us.
That's me. And you now as well. Fabulous.
I think that there's a misconception, and I think social media does this, mm-hmm. where you feel like everything has to be perfect all the time, and that is what being organized is, and that is not what being organized is.
Okay.
Being organized is having a system so you can snap it back.
Yes. Good. I love that.
That's what being organized is. It's knowing where everything goes, everything has a place, and it doesn't stress you out to put it all away.
I love that. Now, you mentioned the weekly reset. Talk to us about file folding.
File folding, my one true love.
What is it?
File folding is when, you know, like when you're filing papers in a file.
Yes.
A file cabinet, right? Mm-hmm. And you can see everything. You can go like that. It's like doing that with your clothes, mm-hmm. but in a drawer. Mm-hmm. So you put your clothes in like this. So then you can go like that and see what you need, right?
Yes.
I guess if you're listening to this as a podcast, that will make no sense to you, but.
So say for example, and I feel like I do this already with like Eric's t-shirt. So I'm like, if it's for example, like a t-shirt with a logo on it, then I want that logo to kind of be displayed on the front, like a bit like a book, right? Mm-hmm. A book edge. So I can
100%.
Be like, okay, that's your Trojans t-shirt. Or this
I'm a
is
Bruin.
Your...
Why was that your example?
See, this is...
I'm just kidding.
You guys.
I'm kidding.
Anyone I talk to in LA, it's like these like university, big, deep rivalries.
What's funny is I say that, but I went to one football game.
Exactly.
I was a musical theater major. I didn't care.
You really didn't.
But I still have to say it. Like, it's still in me.
Yeah. Any other Bruin that was like, yeah, but you're a Bruin, dude. You can't even talk about UC, like USC or whatever.
100%. I mean, I had to say it. But and it is. It's like that. You want to be able to see what you have, because otherwise you're putting clothes on top of each other.
Yeah.
And then you can't see what you have.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Then you just wait. You either are digging, trying to find, or you're wearing the same few things over and over again.
That's right. You just wear that one t-shirt on top.
Yeah.
I
which
got
is silly.
You. Okay. So, here's a situation for you, Janelle. You just met somebody for the first time. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick three spaces to clean up or three things to clean up about them or whatever, what would you pick first? If you're like, this is a stranger, I'm going to help you freak your whole life. You've got 5 minutes. What would you tackle?
Their shoes.
Oh, go on.
I first of all, I think that's a personal preference. I just love organizing shoes.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've seen online, but I do a lot of crazy shoe walls and shoe collections.
Yeah.
But I also think that like that's something people just throw on and they don't pay any attention to. And it's a really easy way to make a space feel way more organized.
Yes.
Number two, I would fold their drawers.
Yep.
And number three, I would clean their countertops.
Oh,
get all the crap off the counters, because that truly just adds up, and we think we need all these things and we use none of them.
Yeah.
And I think that having a clear countertop makes it so much easier to like keep it clean, right? Because you're not having a whole bunch of clutter around.
Absolutely. Now, Janelle, I got you on for my own selfish reasons. I've been doing a little bit of house like interior remodeling, redecorating or whatever. So you've been like on my mind. I've been deep diving your Instagram. I've been using all of the inspo. And like you just said that, I'm feeling really good about myself because I have one of these like milk frothers.
Oh yeah.
On my countertop. I was like, how many times have I used this in 2022 or even 2021 or even 2020? None for that matter. It went in the drawer.
So then there you go. You it's almost like sometimes these things are natural.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need someone to just tell you.
Absolutely.
Or remind you or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you do it and you're like, wow, that was so easy. Why didn't I do that sooner?
And so much more space.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. Now, for those people who aren't necessarily a natural organized mm-hmm. person, like organizing can seem super overwhelming. And when I met Eric, I'm going to put him on blast on this episode. Like,
sorry,
no
Eric.
Word of a lie. Girls, he had mounting piles of laundry. And I was like, yo, we can't go on any dates until this thing is situated. Like, I mean, we need to stop dating right now. And if you want a date and we can do the laundry and do have a date like that. But for those people who are really overwhelmed, poor Eric, where do they start? Like, where do you recommend people get started?
You start small.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I love to do a podcast, listen to a podcast, put something in my ears. What happens is when you do that, you stop overthinking things and you just accomplish something.
Mm.
So I say you start small. You pick one thing, right? Mm-hmm. If it's the laundry, you say, okay, I'm going to do 3 loads of laundry today, then I'm going to stop. But when I do those 3 loads of laundry, I'm going to do them start to finish.
Yes.
And if you're not going to do 3 and mm-hmm. you say, I'm only going to get 1 done,
yep.
do 1 and get it fully done and then put on your schedule when you're going to do the next one.
I
think that setting up goals that you can crush is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we set goals that we can't reach, then we feel like we failed.
Yep.
And then we don't want to do it. And mm-hmm. then we feel bad about ourselves and blah, 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 blah. And that's also stupid, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, why not just set ourselves up for success? Say, mm-hmm. you know what? this is already kind of hard for me. I think I can spend 20 minutes today. You know what? I'm going to do 20 minutes. I'm gonna get the kitchen cleaned. And you're like, you know what? 20 minutes, you didn't fully finish, but you did your 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is the key. I think having a positive association, mm-hmm. whether it's like open up a bottle of wine mm-hmm. or put on a TV show that's a guilty pleasure mm-hmm. or whatever it is, like associate it with something that you love mm. so that it's a task that's not a chore.
Absolutely. You know? I feel like there are so many parallels with training and fitness, which we'll talk about yes. later, but I love that. Now, during the pandemic, like our homes became these like really multifunctional places. All mm-hmm. of a sudden, they're the place where we work, the place where we live, obviously, the place where we're sleeping, where mm-hmm. we're resting. How would you or how did you create that separation in people's homes during that time?
Oh, so hard. I did so many virtual sessions helping people set up an office space. Mm. I think it's really important to designate specific areas for specific things. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be working from your bed because yes. then when you're in your bed, you're subconsciously still in work mode. Mm. But a lot of people didn't really have that luxury to mm. not have their office be in their bedroom or whatnot. But I always just said, make sure you set up a specific space mm-hmm. for whatever that is. For me, I had to set up a space to work out yep. because it's like, I need to have a spot to do it so that I do it. And if yep. I don't have a spot that's designated, I'm not going to do it.
Yep.
And so anyways, that I think that's a really great way. It's just really having purpose mm-hmm. to whatever you do within your home.
Mm-hmm. What did that workout space look like? I mean, I'm just
silly
interested.
I had a basket
yep.
that had a mat in it rolled
yep.
up
yep.
and it had like my little bands yep. and my little weights yep. or it Good. Had my ankle weights in it and then my little weights next to it.
Yeah.
And Tidy. That was it.
Honestly, that's all you need.
That's all I use.
So here's my question. Did you have a mirror?
No.
Okay, got you.
Now I have a mirror, but I didn't then.
Yeah, that's the one thing I would always say to people. Even doesn't matter how big the space is or yeah. how much equipment you have, setting yourself up in front of like mm-hmm. a full-length mirror helps so much.
Now I have that and yeah, it really is a game changer.
Yeah, because you can finally like lock in and be really intentional about
100%.
Your
movement. Yeah.
Love it. So as I mentioned before, Eric and I have this like contentious issue about our folding in our household. But what top three tips would you give for folding?
Pick what you're actually going to fold and maintain and yep. don't try to do everything.
Right.
If that's not in your nature.
Got you.
So like if you're me, you're folding your underwear, you're folding your socks special.
I don't think I'd do the socks.
You're folding your workout gear into yeah. little sets.
Yeah.
But if that's not you, yeah. then don't do that, right?
So ooh, I never thought about doing workout gear into sets.
Oh yes. I'm a set girl. I love a matching set, as yeah. you can tell. I fold the leggings and yeah. it's in the book. And then I put the bra like on top of it and yeah. then I fold it within it. So when I go to get ready, I just grab a little
yep.
packet, my workout packet. It's great. And then I keep all my separates. Like I have a row of separate leggings and separate tops and separate workout bras. And then I can mix and match those.
Got you.
That's the way I do it. But
I love that.
But I'm extreme. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's really important when you're folding mm-hmm. to figure out what you're actually going to fold. So if you're never going to maintain your underwear drawer, then don't try
yep.
so that you can do your t-shirts
yep,
or whatever that is. So you have to pick what is most important.
Yeah.
Tip two, mm-hmm. make sure everything's the same width, that you're folding everything the same size because that's how you get those Instagram worthy like drawer, like lines in yep. the drawer.
Yep.
That's the key. So even if the shirts aren't the same size, you have one that's kind of boxy and you have one that's pretty narrow.
It just needs bringing in just a little taper on the edge.
Exact. You have to kind of fake it.
Absolutely. Like exactly.
Yeah.
And this is the thing I think, sorry, Eric, I'm going to come back to you again.
It's so confusing. My boyfriend's Eric, and every time you say it, I'm like, sorry, Eric. Like,
sorry, Eric.
It's just funny because when we started dating, you said the thing about the laundry. I redid his whole room.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I came in with a new rug, so new bedding. I was like, I'm so sorry, but this is who I am.
Yeah.
So, and he loves it. He's like, whatever you want. It's yeah. It's all you.
I love it. I say but, that. Eric's been away and I've completely redone the house. He doesn't even know what's going
that's
on.
That's what we do. Poor We're clearly thing. The same personality
I know.
Type.
So like in your house, what's yeah. the place that gets disorganized first for you personally?
For me personally, the dishes. Like the sink.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I seem to always be doing dishes. Mm-hmm. 100. I mean, I left the house today and there's definitely dishes in the sink. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It is constantly full.
Oh, brutal.
But I've given up. I've just said like, you know what? That's who I am.
Yeah.
And I keep everything else pretty good, but that really.
Yeah. So talking about giving up, When you are like working with your clients and you're going to their homes, do you get to the point where you're like, that's not going to stay tidy for long?
You know, what's funny is when I started, yes, that's how I felt. And I mean, now I've been doing this for who even knows how many years, 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that the key is setting up systems that are, that go with people's natural habits.
Yes.
And making sure that everybody in the house understands the system so that everything is labeled in a way that everybody can understand. Everyone knows how it's supposed to function. And as we were talking about, I do a lot of clients where there's a lot of hands involved in one home.
Yep.
And having a system that almost maintains itself is very important. And if not, I do touch-ups.
I love that. So one of the things that I've noticed on your Instagram was this amazing nail varnish case for one of your clients. I think it was Sheena, and she had the whole like Olive and June collection. Now I have the whole Olive and June collection because
these are Olive and June.
Oh my God. Are these the
these
new...
are the press-ons.
Oh my gosh. They're Sarah's my favorite. Gonna go crazy.
She sent them to
me. She said hi, by the way.
Oh my gosh. I think she's incredible.
Yeah, Sarah Gibson Tuttle, like wow, wicked.
Incredible.
And I was chatting to her today. I was like, have you seen the boxes that Janelle's been using? So I was like, this brings me to the question of like, you know, depending on the person, but just in general, what three pieces of equipment should everybody have in their home if they want an organized home?
Okay. I love a lazy Susan.
Mm-hmm. What's a lazy Susan?
I know. Isn't it sad, Susan?
I feel like it's a British thing.
Really?
A lazy Susan. Is it like a, is it a tray?
It turns.
It spins, doesn't it?
They, you know, like sometimes you'll go to a Chinese restaurant and all the food will go around.
Yeah.
It's like that, except for they make them smaller. They make them with sides. They make them with little inserts now.
Oh, I love that.
I know. And I always feel so bad for every Susan out there, but it's the most practical organizing tool. So
lazy Susan.
Everything. You can reach everything. You can use them in a kitchen, in a bathroom, under a sink.
Yeah.
You name it.
I love that.
What's another thing I really like? I really like using deep bins in deep cabinets. So that things don't get lost in the back and everything is, you're able to reach everything. So a lot of people have really deep pantries or deep linen cabinets.
Yep.
Rather than stuffing things in the back, put a bin there that matches the depth so that you can pull it out like a drawer and then you can really access everything.
Got you.
What's another that I really think drawer organizers are so essential.
Okay, explain to me what they are.
Okay, so a drawer organizer is just almost like little cubbies inside a drawer.
Got you.
Now, they're expensive. I'm going to be honest. That's the number one thing that adds up whenever I'm doing a budget for a client. I do think they're the most worthwhile investment because you can always move them around wherever you need from place to place.
Yeah.
But you can use shoe boxes. You know, like Apple boxes. You have a million empty Apple boxes. You can open that up and put them next to each other. And those can be drawer organizers. You can use anything.
That's exactly what I've been doing.
Really?
I'm really good at myself. Yeah,
you're really nailing it.
Yeah, because you just kind of, sometimes they have like this plastic insert for the phone. I rip that out.
Yes.
And then I just like toss that in the trash. That goes into recycling. And then I'm using that whole kind of structure as like my little insert.
Literally
and
the best way to do it.
Well, the beautiful thing about that is, especially when you're opening your drawers, especially like bathroom drawers, it means that things don't fall over.
Yes.
They actually kind of just stay exactly where you put them.
And you can use a thing called museum gel, which is kind of like a little sticky stuff, and put it on the bottom of your drawer organizer, and then it won't slide, but it won't damage the drawer.
See, there are levels to this organizing.
There is, and it's just on Amazon. And I mean, a lot of the
museum gel.
Yes,
okay,
museum
gel. Okay, so that's our fourth thing.
It is. It's great for like us who live in Earthquakeville, where you need to have certain things. That's what it's used for, to make sure things like quake hold almost.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah. Now, we talked about just briefly about all of the clients that you've worked for, and you know, it tends to be a lot of influencers.
Yes.
What are the challenges that you face? Because, you know, as I've started to do more brand work and stuff like that, I'm starting to find that my home, in fact, Eric was really upset because he's like, Lou, there's stuff everywhere, and you know, you have these incoming gifting packages. Yes. Like, how do you deal with that? Like, you must be inundated with work.
Yes, 100%. A huge portion of my business has become young influencers, TikTok, YouTube, that whole thing, which is so fun. Number one, I love it because there's a lot of trust that goes into that, and I really love that. And I find that in this world, there's a lot of people that can take advantage of these young kids, really, mm-hmm. is yes. what they are.
Yep.
And it's nice to be a safe space for mm-hmm. them. And I will say that they need the help because yep. there's just so much stuff that's mm-hmm. involved in the influencer mm-hmm. career, PR packages, brand deals, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I love to set up almost like PR rooms, whether it's a room, whether it's a closet or whatever. And again, the system is so key. And bins, having yep. bins with labels, mm-hmm. not just like, okay, we're going to throw all the packages here and then we're going to unbox them here and whatever. It's like there is a spot and it says so-and-so's incoming packages.
Yes.
So-and-so's packages for brand deals. Mm-hmm. So-and-so's packages unboxed.
Yep.
This stuff is to donate. This stuff is to keep. And mm-hmm. we go in and we make sure to constantly be updating it, making mm-hmm. sure to be dropping off donations. Yep.
How and often are you doing that? I just want to yeah. get right into yeah. it because I'm like, there are going to be influencers watching this that yeah. are at home overwhelmed with packages and like, I don't know what to do. And I don't know how often I should be turning this over.
Yes.
Like how often are you, you know, replenishing or turning things over in people's homes?
So it totally depends. We set up the system and we start from like with a maximum amount. So it takes us a while. We get everything like micro organized to like yeah. there's a bin that says eyeliner.
Yeah.
And then we try.
So it's not just beauty. If it's beauty, you break it down into smaller categories.
Correct.
If they're, say, for example, a beauty influencer.
Yes.
Got
so
you.
Some people have way more beauty. Some people have way more clothing. Some people have more shoes and bags. And it just kind of depends on where they fall within that. Some people get gifted a lot of books.
Yep.
And then it's like, are these books friends? Are these books different random people? And you want to make sure that they get to see all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to make sure to teach everybody on their team exactly how the system works mm-hmm. so that we're only coming in every 3 months mm-hmm. at the most, I would say. But sometimes I'm able to set up the system and never have to go back until they move and yep. then move it to a different house. And that's the goal, right? I yep. want to be able to teach people how to do it themselves.
Mm.
And also I'm really busy.
Yeah,
I'm booking out very far in advance. And so sometimes it's so helpful to be able to give them those skills. That's
Absolutely.
What they're investing in. They're investing in a system and they're investing in me setting something up that will last.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And yeah. talking about systems, because I think that there are so many parallels mm-hmm. With what you're saying, you know, when I think about what we do in the world of health and fitness.
Yeah.
Janelle, like, talk to me about your background in, you know, how you keep fit. You mentioned, obviously, you've set up this space in your home.
Yes.
For the pandemic. Obviously, you know, doing performance arts before that. Have mm-hmm. you always been super active? And what is the extent of your activity?
Yes. So I've always been very active. I was a dancer my entire life. I started dancing when I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I did it professionally for many years. I was a musical theater major, ballet, you know, tap, hip hop, yep. jazz, all the things. And I did that every day of the week for mm-hmm. hours and hours a day my entire life. So that was like my love.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finished college and I worked professionally in musical theater for a few years. And then I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always felt this like bigger calling.
Yep.
And I fell into organizing, obviously, and I never looked back. But in that, I lost that physical activity every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, organizing is very physical.
Of course.
I am up, down, lifting boxes. I yeah. get home and I've walked 10,000 steps.
Yeah,
it's
no
insane.
Doubt. Yeah.
But I also learned that even though I was active all day, and I am active all day with mm-hmm. my job, I'm not targeting like spots to feel really strong and mm-hmm. tone. But I work out every day for mm-hmm. the most part. Maybe like one day I take off here mm-hmm. and there, but I try to do a hike
yep.
once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend is very active as well. So we kind of do it together. We try to take classes. My best friend teaches hot yoga. So
oh,
we go
lovely.
Take his class on yep. Saturday mornings. We do a walk every week. That's 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So
brutal.
I know it's
savage.
It is. So we're pretty savage.
Yeah.
We walk like to and from if we're going to like do something on the weekends, we try to walk.
Got you.
If
That's
we're going
to,
and whatever it is, we
yeah.
don't take the car because
yeah.
we're in the car all week, or I am like uh-huh. a crazy person. And so we try on the weekend to stay present. We put our phones away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to be in the vitamin D outside, which I don't get a lot of in small closets all the time.
Yeah, no doubt.
So yeah, so I do long walks every weekend, but I also do F45. I did that for many years. I'm
yeah.
back at it. I feel like I need you is what I really need.
So, we'll get you in for a session.
I
definitely.
Know, for sure.
Definitely.
But yeah, that's kind of what I do, but I'm very active. And my dad is very active. My dad was a tennis player. And
oh,
he still
wow.
is. He plays
Amazing.
Tennis.
Do you get out and play tennis often?
Not often, but I
oh,
just
we have to go.
I just started again. Wait,
yeah.
do you play?
Yeah.
I never.
I mean, do I? I mean, I can occasionally hit a ball. But
okay, great.
If that counts as playing, then
you know
yes.
what? I have found that it's just really hard to find someone to hit with.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I hit with, like, yeah, my boyfriend or whatever, and I'm like, oh no, sorry, Eric. I'm putting him on blast, but like the ball just goes so high, and I'm like, you can't rally, you know? And my dad's too good, so he doesn't have patience for me.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
you
I try to get out.
You need someone in the middle. Okay, got you.
I grew up playing tennis. So.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. So, Janelle, one of the things I think I suffer from in particular is if my external world is super disordered, I feel like my internal world is also like chaos. Mm-hmm. Do you see that a lot with your clients as well? And do you feel like, you know, we talked about space. Do you feel like there's a huge link between the internal and external when it comes to
no doubt
how people live their lives?
1,000,000,000,000%. I don't know how much more to agree with that statement. It's everything, actually. It's our physical space is a reflection of our mental space. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, it's another thing where it's like there's so much in life that's so out of control, and really being able to tangibly do something about it gives us power. And I think sometimes our identity gets lost in the world, right? Like, we're moving so fast, we're doing all of these errands, and we're helping other people, right? You're helping other people all day, so am I, right? I'm in other people's homes focusing on them and their well-being, and then you get home and you feel like, oh, I kind of am a little lost, but I don't even know if I you can't really explain what that is.
Yeah.
And I think that our home can be a really great reflection of our identity, just like our clothing, right? Our clothing reflects our personality.
Yep.
And I think our space does too. And a lot of times our home can become a smorgasbord. I don't know another word for
hodgepodge.
It. A hodgepodge. There we go.
Quite British, isn't it? A hodgepodge.
Mine was Yiddish, I think. So, but it's kind of like just a collection of all these things that we've collected, right, throughout time. And having intention behind everything we bring into our space is something we lose. And I think by figuring out what really represents us in our home also grounds us and takes away some of that crazy clutter we feel in our mind almost.
Has there been a situation where you've tidied somebody's home and then they're like, oh my god, thank you so much, I've now like got a gym space and I'm now working out? And do you see transformations happen in other areas of their lives?
100%. I see it a lot with people in their kitchens. They don't cook, they're not eating healthy, right? Yep. Because it's like cooking is so overwhelming and their kitchen stresses them out. They can't find anything in their pantry. And it all of a sudden is a full switch to, I have power in my kitchen and I can cook, and I can cook myself things that nourish me.
Yes.
And that is a huge thing too. But I mean, I wish I could tell you one specific story, but I can't, because I've had hundreds of clients and that's what they all feel.
Of course.
I mean, that's just, and that's not the power of me or my business. That's the power of organization. And it's also the power really of asking for help in something that you're not an expert in, right? I think a lot of times we feel like we need to be great at everything.
Yes, 100%.
And we have a hard time saying, you know what, this isn't my strength, so I need to, you know.
Yeah.
Ask somebody else to help me with this. And that's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength. And I think that hiring a professional organizer, or hiring a trainer, or hiring whatever, a nanny, whatever it is, is a sign of strength and knowing where your weakness is and then making that also a strength.
Absolutely. So, for those people at home, so for example, who are struggling with their nutrition and their diet, are there any tips that you would recommend for fridge organizing or pantry organizing that would be really, really useful to them?
Yes. Clear bins and see everything. I think also having less. I know that's like a big thing in organizing. In general, you want to have the right amount of stuff in your space that fits your space, rather. But I think if you have too much, you get paralyzed by decisions. You know, you look and you're like, I don't know what I want, rather than like, I know what I want because these are my two options or my three options, and you have set staples. So I personally have set staples. I have my rice, I have my specific pasta, I have my specific vegetables I get every week. And then I switch up whatever meat it is or whatever little thing, but I have my staples.
I
don't have like 20 trillion options. I keep it simple, and it keeps my shopping simple. It saves me money. It saves me time, effort, and it keeps me healthier.
I love that. One of the things I said to Eric, we have very limited space in our apartment, with especially regards to our pantry, and I was like, this is actually not a bad thing at all. And in fact, we just need to replenish the things that we enjoy eating. And ever since we've done that, we've cooked more at home, have been able to eat much more in line with our health and fitness goals, and have therefore kind of kept the weight down. Whereas, you know, we really fell off during the pandemic. ordering like Postmates and so on and so forth. And I think that this is actually one of the things that really, really helped. We got those little OXO.
I was just going to say, if you decant, it helps too.
Oh my good, game changer.
Right?
Yeah. Now I have my gluten-free oats in the little OXO tub with the scoop.
Yeah.
And it's actually a pleasure.
It's so fun,
like,
right?
Yeah. I feel like a kid. You know, it's not quite the sweet shop or candy store, but to me it's like actually pleasurable to go and get a scoop of the oats and put them in the bowl. It actually feels like I'm actually engaging in a completely different way with the food that I'm eating.
You are 100%. Did you see what I did at Roddy's house?
No.
Oh,
you coming over, Roddy. What did you do?
We did.
Oh, because wait, Roddy's house is like spice central.
Oh,
and
queen of ingredients.
Absolutely. Pure and simply because she's cooking all day, right?
She needs inspiration. Like, yeah. It's
break it down to me. I need to
know.
Yeah,
for her, it's like her ingredients are like her paint, you know, her paint colors.
Yeah.
And looking at them gives her all these new ideas. And so we did this open shelving, white open shelving, and we got these really pretty canisters that are glass with like a nice wood top. And
beautiful.
It holds all of her different ingredients, like a million different kinds of flours and grains.
Yes.
And nuts galore, which is funny because I'm allergic. So that was a whole thing.
Oh, wow.
I do it with
the mask. Did Chet have to do it?
Uh-huh.
That's where Chet came in. Chet, you stepped up, brother.
I'm always like, here's the peanut butter.
Oh, wow.
But seriously, especially at her house.
Yeah.
And we did it like that because it's almost art. It becomes art. It becomes
absolutely
beautiful, really.
Completely.
And
they're
it also
the tools of her trade, aren't they?
It's beautiful. Yeah. And it also inspires you to want to use them.
Yeah.
And you can also see how much you have, which helps you to shop smart too.
That brings me on to my next question about tools and inspiration. So I would say, how would you kind of organize people's workout clothes in a way that inspires them or motivates them to actually use them and wear them and go out and exercise? Like, what would you do?
Well, I personally do the sets. So mm-hmm. I like to fold my clothes into little outfit bundles.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, which is my mood this weekend, or which mm-hmm. is my mood today, or whatever it is. And I have like my cute little sets in my drawer. And for me, that makes it easy because I go to work and I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt or whatever. And then I get home to work out and I can just like grab my little bundle.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it what I call a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to be a one-stop shop. Everything you need is right there. It's ready for you and it's as simple as possible. It takes away any stress relating to it. And you can clearly see how much you have clean as well.
Yeah, interesting. So at Slay, one of our pillars of transforming a person's body, we have fuel, training, we have recovery, and then our fourth pillar is sanctuary. And that to me is very much about all of the things that you've described,
mm-hmm.
about creating a safe space from which, and you mentioned it earlier, to create a kind of successful environment and a one that you can thrive in.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I always recommend to people at home whenever they're going through, whether they're working out at home and planning on getting their transformations at home or whether they come to the gym, is, you know, really thinking about the space and their intention behind the space in which they're working out. So I love some of the pointers that you gave earlier with regards to how you've set up your home and other people's homes in order to set them up for success with fitness. But one of my other questions was going to be, could you be too organized to the point where it's unhealthy?
Yes, 100%. I think organization is a tool to help us be our best selves every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do too much, then you're going to fall into that trap of I'm setting myself up for failure, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're naturally like that and you can do that, that's great. But I'm a professional organizer literally by trade. I literally get paid to do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes me 3 days to fold my laundry. And mm-hmm. I think that that's just human nature, is we're not perfect.
Yep.
And we get tired
mm-hmm.
and things get overwhelming. And if I set up a system that made it impossible for me to falter in some way, I would constantly be so critical of myself.
Yeah.
And so I do think, yes, you can get to a point of like driving yourself crazy, or
mm-hmm.
you go shopping and add one thing and you're like, this system is too rigid and I can't add anything. Like, what do I do? And fully panicking, which I get that call sometimes.
Yep.
And I'm like, there's room. I want you to look at it and I want you to see what is that. Da-da-da. And like, there's always a way to adjust. So having that flexibility,
mm-hmm.
the ability to adapt, those are really, really important tools to set yourself up to succeed.
I love that, Janelle. I think that's some amazing advice. We're not going to end on that, however. I have a little challenge for you.
Oh, gosh.
So at the end of every Slay podcast, we do like a quick fire question series.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so slow at these. Okay.
Oh, no. You are going to absolutely nail it.
Okay.
So I'm going to whip through about 5 or 6, maybe 8 quick fire questions. I don't want you to think at all. I just want you to throw the answer out there. I'm going to give you around about 30, 40 seconds. But I want you to do it whilst folding a fitted sheet.
Oh, that actually will make me calmer, I think.
Now, the funny thing is, I was like, okay, I need to pack a fitted sheet. I whipped the one off of my bed and I was like, oh no. Because I went to my drawer and I was like, I realized I don't have a spare fitted sheet. But it's okay because Janelle said it's good to have less.
It is.
I whipped mine off, put it in a bag. And fortunately for you, Janelle, we don't have to use that because I forgot it. Janelle had one in her car. I was like, do you have a fitted sheet? She's like, I've got one here.
I'm the only human, I think. And it was just a weird coincidence.
I know.
It was meant to be.
I know. Well, we're going to use that fitted sheet.
We are.
Right now.
Actually, this is going to make it way easier, I think.
Good. So I'll hold your microphone. Okay. Get ready. I've got your mic. So shout nice and loud.
Okay.
Favorite tidying tool. Let's go.
Lazy Susan.
Lazy Susan. Favorite workout brand.
Aloe.
Aloe. Nice. Most disorganized person you know.
My friend Sophie. Sorry, Sophie. I love you.
Favorite place to buy containers.
Container store.
Nice. Favorite place to buy decorative homeware.
Home Goods.
Oh, nice. I haven't tried that one.
Ooh, so fun.
Kill one. Ironing or steaming?
Ironing.
Nice. And the last thing that you tidied.
Last thing I tidied?
Absolutely.
My closet.
Excellent. Janelle, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What? Oh my goodness. Now I need literally to know exactly how you did that. Please tell me it's in the book.
It's in the book.
It's in
Don't
the book.
Worry. It's in the book.
Oh, amazing. Janelle, take that, darling. You've been amazing. I want to just say thank you for joining us in the Slay podcast. Thank you for helping me keep my life organized.
Thank you for
having
me.
It's been such a pleasure. I cannot wait to read this. Guys, make sure you get the folding book. If you need a little bit of help with your folding or home organizing, then Janelle is your girl. Janelle, tell us where they can find you on Instagram and social media.
You can find me at Straighten Up by Janelle, straightenupbyjanelle.com. I'm on YouTube, Straighten Up by Janelle, with some folding videos.
Yay.
Basically anything Straighten Up by Janelle.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.